This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
AutoZone. Get fired up for your summer travel with a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. The last place you want to be this summer is stranded somewhere with a car that won't start. So before you go, head to AutoZone. We have free battery testing. And if you need a new battery, grab a Duralast, designed to work in extreme temperatures and available only at AutoZone. Power through the heat this summer. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Thank you so much for flying with us.
I tell you what, Michael Jordan, up here in first class, you do not want to be a bacon neck.
Bacon?
Bacon, you know, like when your shirt collar curls up like bacon in a pan, how bad that looks? But hey, that's not us. You know, we do hands-lay flat collars. Just a couple of dudes, looking awesome, being awesome. Hey, we're like twins, you and me.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
Okay, maybe not identical, but the other kind.
Lay flat collar. Lays flat, won't bacon. Only from Hanes.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith. Skip pass knocked away, Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning once again, everyone, from the 19th tent, the 19th hole. All the fine times that we're having here in Omaha. It is day two of the Cox Classic on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, and we've got a pretty full show again for you today. We're going to talk football. We're going to talk golf. We're going to talk about the Cox Classic, and we've got some great folks lined up. Plus, you know, I hear, Daddy, that August is right around the corner as well, which gets us more than just college football talk. It gets us into high school and pro talk. And it's that time of the year. If there was any time off, it's pretty much over.
Yeah, you know what? It's done. A football practice, if it hasn't already started, it will on Monday. There's to make no secrets about it. Practice slash camp slash jogging and conditioning or whatever you want to call it. It all begins. And you know what the good news is? If you're one of those Kearney players, you're going to play baseball another week. You don't have to worry about doing that early in the morning. You're headed off no matter where you go, either to Kansas or the Blue Springs, Missouri, which is Kansas City area, I believe, or you're going to head towards Grand Prairie, Texas, which is Dallas area. Went through Grand Prairie earlier in the week on our way to the ballpark on Tuesday night. So you've got that to look forward to. Should you have an advance from there, you don't have to come home. You're going straight there to Spokane, Washington for the World Series of American Legion Baseball. So there's a little bit more incentive.
Well, and coming up later on in the program, scheduled to talk to the head coach of Kearney Reds, Steve Sponberg, at the bottom of the hour. They will play the Legion final of the playoff. It's the end
state
of the
playoff
final.
State, yeah, there you go.
It's the state playoff final between Kearney and Papillion-La Vista South. It's tomorrow night, Memorial Field in Kearney, and that gets underway at 6 o'clock tomorrow, and Coach Steve Sponberg is going to join us. Here from the Cox Classic, we're going to talk to one of the first-round leaders, Stephen Bowditch, out of Newcastle, South Wales, one of two men that shot 8-under-63 yesterday. He is scheduled to join us in the second hour of the program today. Brady Schnell, a local product, is going to join us as well. His day not as good as Bowditch is yesterday, but we're going to talk about him and how his career is going right now. Scott Gucheski, the Omaha native, now on the this really springboarded him. He shot 4-under yesterday, had a good opening day. 4-under, good, not great, but you're in the tournament. You're going to have to have a pop. You have to pop a big round, here at the Cox Classic if you hope to be in the top five somewhere along the way, 7, 8, 9 under. And those are the golfers we'll talk to. Cindy Chabot, one of the folks with the charities here at the Cox Classic, is going to be joining us from the Oregon Donor Coalition. Stu Pospisil is going to join us from the Omaha World Herald here in just a moment. Plus, our Big 12 Football Media Day coverage continues. Missouri quarterback Blaine Gabbert is going to join us in the second half of the program today. So all that and who knows what else today here from the Cox Classic, presented by Alexis of Omaha on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You know, I just think it's still a perfect, great opportunity. If you're in central Nebraska, your kids are done with baseball. You know, you're thinking, man, we haven't had a weekend. We don't have very many more weekends before school, and we're busy with things. You know, what a great weekend to check out these professional golfers at the Cox Classic. Drive down to Omaha. You know, we had no problems getting a hotel last night. It wasn't that every place is sold out everywhere. Bring your kids down and check out this event. We talked about how difficult this tour was yesterday. Jamie Lovemark, the leader of the money list. The leader of the money list actually fired a one over par and found himself in a tie for 113th or something like that. I mean, he's a leader. He's guaranteed to play on the PGA Tour already next year. He's finding himself well back in this tournament and going to have to shoot an incredible number to even stay alive for the weekend. So, you know, they just told you, consistently he's played so well this tournament, not so well, and people are going low again today. We hear the leader is now at 12 under.
Yeah, Kyle Thompson, 4 under on his front nine today, sets at 12 under par so far on the day today. Setting in second place is Brendan Steele, 5 under through 12. He is at 10 under par today. Watkins and Hoffman are setting at 9 under par. So the guys that were at 8 under and the first round leaders are already 4 off the pace today. Tommy Gainey, who could win today and immediately go to the PGA Tour, is 3 under through 13, tied for 10th. At 7 under par, Brandon Crick got off to a good start today. Crick and John Peterson both fired 3 under par 68 yesterday. They're a playing partner from a California in Brady Henson, fired a 6 under par 65 yesterday and really didn't have anything going the first 5 or 6 holes. Saw him make an eagle, turning the putter around and hitting it with just the toe on 17. He was up against the fringe, made a nice eagle putt there, and he is even through four today. John Peterson is one over through four today. And Brandon Crick, two early birdies on his first four holes. So he is at 5 under par today, tied for 36.
Obviously, yesterday we got a chance to follow Crick and John Peterson. One of the biggest galleries following any group out there yesterday was that group. And they got to see some great golf. Early on, Hensby throws it about, who's a kid from California? Is that his name?
Henson.
Throws it about 4 foot on number 12. And so you're thinking, well, that's a great golf shot. They're 202, 208 yards away. John Peterson gets up, hits his ball inside the 4 foot, nearly aces the 12th. I mean, it was literally one of those moments where people are leaning and thinking, this could be the ace, you know, this could be the ace to jumpstart something really special here today. He goes on to birdie about 18 inches. But on that same hole, Brandon Crick actually hit it over that green. The green faces back to front drastically downhill. Somehow he was able to pull a Phil Mickelson flop shot and land the thing on the fringe, trickle down to about 2 foot and save par. And had it not been for that, I mean, the guys I was standing around, they said it's basically a miracle if he keeps this thing on the green. I mean, there's absolutely no way to keep this thing on the green. He rolled it to 2 foot, and I literally was astounded by what I just saw.
Doug and Daddy's show from the Cox Classic, joined by Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald, who's been out on the course and covering it here. Stu, good morning.
Morning, guys. I didn't realize I was listening to David Faraday over here.
You see, the thing is, I remember when Daddy came to the state wrestling tournament for the first time. Same reaction. Comes to the Cox Classic for the first time. Huge reaction. I think this is what we're seeing from sports fans across the state when they go to the Nighthawks for the first time, or the College World Series, or the Olympic Swim Trials, or anything that has to do with the Huskers or the Blue Jays. Pretty impressive, especially what the folks are doing here in Omaha.
You mean Tony's the litmus test?
Well,
for Central Nebraska?
He so rarely gets out of Buffalo County that he's excited when he does.
Well, that's good. And yes, I mean, you know, besides the Cox Classic, you've got the zoo down here. You've got a lot of different things. You know, make a weekend and come out here. The weather's not going to be brutal for a change. It's going to be high 80s, very tolerable. And without Cox or without the Golf Channel holding or televising the tournament, it's your only way to see this golf.
since you tell me I'm Faraday on 13, then John Peterson immediately snap-hooked it into the Wispies. So it was in the trash, so I just like to say Wispies. That's my favorite word.
I like Gunch myself.
We've been there.
Stuart, yes. Well, your thoughts on day one of the tournament?
Well, there were a lot of good scores. There wasn't that eye-opening, popping 60-61. But maybe this is a year where somebody shoots four scores 66 or lower, and, you know, it's 23-24 or under again like it always seems to be. Kyle Thompson birdies two of his last three on the front nine. Decent little gallery following him. That's when I drove up this morning. He's a 12-under. A.J. Elgert, somebody you did not mention, started with birdies on 2 through 5, and when I walked out of here, he was at 8-under. So I don't know if he gave one back on 6 or if he's still at 8.
No, he was 4-under. He's 4-under through 5 at last check, so he's sitting at 8-under par, tied for 5th. Another local product. Stu, that's the Nebraska storyline here. Gucheski, Elgert, Crick. There's always somebody. Shell Pepper's played in it. There's always somebody. And if Elgert can continue to play like this, he can follow in Gucheski. Eventually, Crick could follow, and he turned it around after a very slow start yesterday. I think nerves, a lot of McCook people here, a lot of McCook ties were here. You got to overcome the nerves, and these guys know that they can't just shoot 70-71 and survive out here. Not at this
course. This isn't playing against, and no offense, the Dave Schilling laws of Nebraska. You're playing with guys that maybe last year didn't quite have it. This year they've got it back. You know, that's the one thing between the tours. The guys that play well this year on this tour maybe could have played very well on the PGA Tour. Now, when they go up next year, they have to try and keep that momentum, keep that swing, keep that skill level. And it's hard to do, especially with the way the PGA Tour is set up these days, because you've got short fields before daylight savings kicks in. You've got some invitationals. You've got, you know, just a variety of things. So your full fields really don't come until about the fourth month of the year. And then, okay, let's say Tommy Gainey wins this week and gets the immediate promotion in the PGA Tour. He can't play there until September because of the way you've got the PGA next week, I believe. And then you've got the World Golf Championships, or the World Golf Championship, and then the FedEx Cup. So there's no tourney for him to play in until September.
Yeah, and just, again, just because you make it on the PGA Tour, you got to qualify. I mean, if Phil and Tiger decide to play in a tournament, the Tommy Gainey's and the Gucheski's, if it's the John Deere Classic, if it's the 84
There's
Lumber,
a pecking order of how you get into any tournament, and even here. Stephen Bowditch would have probably made it in on his number, even, you know, with his really subpar showing this year, but he tied for 17th last week to guarantee that he has a spot. The top 25 in a nationwide event go on to the next week. That's how Morgan Hoffman, who's the amateur from Oklahoma State, who's playing with Elgert this week, is in the field. This is how Elgert could stay on the tour. There have been guys, you know, like a Gooch, who have top 25'd in Omaha and played their way into tour status. And Elger is the perfect example this week. If he stays at 8 to 10 under, you know, through two rounds and can get to about 15, 16 under for the tourney, he's going to be going on the road to, I think, at Springfield next week. And you can build a career that way.
Stu, I think it's interesting. You know, you talk about keeping that momentum going and moving it over to, you know, whether it's to a tour or whether it's jump starting your career from this week to Springfield next week. Out here on this golf course, there's so many birdies to be had. The momentum just, the bogey just kills you.
Well, Gooch said it best. The bogey out here is like a double bogey most places. You know, you've got to make at least par or you're losing ground. And this is why I like about Champions. Some people say, oh, it needs to be tougher. They need to bring the fairways in. You know, how can we make it? I have maintained from the beginning that for our golf audience in the state, it's a lot easier to root for birdies and eagles than pars and bogeys. There's an excitement level here. You hear the roars, the cheers on the course. You know when somebody makes a good shot in 18, the skyboxes erupt, you know, they put down their beers for a minute and clap. You know, on 9, you know, the eagle promotion over there with dollar beers for an eagle. You know, there were only two yesterday. But you know when a good shot's in there because their game pumped. And that especially on this tour that's not quite the PGA Tour, you've got to create that excitement level, and the birdies do it.
Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I want to ask you about the Nebraska Amateur in a minute, and I don't know if we'll have time to even get into football, which we will in the next couple of weeks. But coverage of the Cox Classic, how does it compare? And you're here, and there's not a whole lot of media here, and I'm sure it will expand a little bit, but the College World Series seems would be a perfect example. More coverage than the Cox Classic from the state of Nebraska media. How do you see that? Is it still the interest level? I guess is a pretty broad question. I just was interested in your
take. Well, the College World Series, you've got at least eight markets coming in here. You know, unless you've got somebody relatively close, or, you know, Golf World or Golf Week's doing a special feature, you're not going to get anything outside the local Omaha, Lincoln, Kearney, you know, type media. Now, in 3 years with the Omaha Country Club getting the Senior Open, you're going to see more golf writers here, although probably not as many as you would think, because it is the Senior Tour. But you'll get the regionals. You know, maybe Kansas City comes up because of Tom Watson. You know, could be one of his last ones. You know, you'll get the AP writer. The Senior Open is because it's a USGA national championship. And probably there's, you can argue that, or the Women's Open's their number two event. There will be more media attention, and obviously ESPN/NBC will be here for that event. The nationwide is usually more localized.
What about the Sajovic boys really tearing things up? There was a change at the top of the leaderboard yesterday. There was some movement just down the road here at Happy Hollow, the Nebraska Amateur wrapped up, and it's the year of the Sajovic.
Well, you know, Andy is very steady. Boy, he reminds me of his dad and his mannerisms and his game. And now he has a state title to go with John, former Kearney Stater. And I remember covering John's win out at Lachlan in 89. And you know, to be able to watch Andy, his son, who wasn't even born at the time. Andy was, I think his birthday's in a couple weeks, and so he'll be 20. You know, just it was a nice feel-good story. Feel bad for Ryan Neatfelt. Had two good rounds out of his first three. You know, that's a 34-year-old working a full-time job compared to somebody who can go out, you know, with a family, compared to somebody who can go out and hit a couple hours of balls after a round and keep the focus. You know, as I well know now, you've got to go home and work, you know, tend to a family, and it's a different style of life.
Stu, it seemed like that was you bring up Neidfeld, you bring up Alex Farrell, who finished seventh or eighth. They had that one round. There was just the jam in the eye with the ice pick. It just killed them. They seemed to have, you know, played great golf one round.
Well, look at Neidfeld. He whipped a putt the other day. You know, it's like Hale Irwin at the British Open about 20 or 30 years ago now. You know, every shot counts. And, you know, maybe on 18... Neatfeld plays a little differently, maybe a little bit more aggressive. He left his birdie putt, probably 6-7 feet short, and made a good par. But, you know, he only needs one shot then instead of two shots. So, you know, it's the nature of golf. It's why it's so fun to cover, because it's very unpredictable.
And the winning number here this week will be?
Oh, talk about predictions. I'd be surprised if it wasn't in the 20s. You know, 22, 23, you know. The one thing is, you got to look out to the northwest and wonder what the weather's going to be this afternoon. And it could make it even, you know, if we get some weather, it could even make the greens more of a dartboard than they are already. These guys love these greens. They're pure. They're not spiked up too bad. Even in the afternoon, they can get the ball rolling, and they can trust their reads and their lines. And that's why scores... You know, you had so many guys in that 5, 6, 7 range because maybe they weren't playing their best, but they got a lot of birdies.
Well, Stu Pospisil, as we let you go here, Kyle Thompson still has the lead. He's 5-under through 10. He's 13-under. Has a 4-shot lead over 5 others. A.J. Elgert is 4-under through 6. He sets at 8-under. Tommy Gainey is still setting at 7-under through 13 holes today. So,
remember,
Jason Gore... 2-under on his round today through 13. He's at 6-under. I got to see him play a couple of shots yesterday. He is big.
Not as big as Daddy, but he's big.
I was just going to mention, though, those guys still at 8, a lot of them don't go till near 2 o'clock today.
Well, so, Bowditch doesn't.
Okay.
And there are a couple of the guys at 7. But, you know, as I wrote, you know, this morning, if Thompson puts up another 63, 64, you know, you go to the first tee and holy cow. And it happens every week. I mean, they shouldn't be shaken, but human nature says, okay, I'm now 8 shots behind. I've got to shoot something mid-60s or better just to stay within, touching distance of the leader.
Well, Stuart, we can't wait for football season, and we'll watch some more golf this weekend. Always a pleasure chatting with you.
Hey, glad to have you guys in Omaha. Come back soon.
Hey, who's the number one team in the States, Stu?
Whoever I put there on August, let's see, what is that, 22nd.
See ya. Stu Pospisil, press sports editor and golf writer for the Omaha World Herald, joining us here from the Cox Classic. We are live on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A lot more coming up. Steve Sponberg is going to join us to talk Kearney Legion baseball, and also a special guest with one of the charities here at the Cox Classic. We'll take a break. Back with more right after this.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
For generations, Kearney, Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry products. We provide only the best quality products for patching, overlays, sealing, waterproofing, anchoring, concrete finishing, curing, and insulating, to mention a few. Call on our more than 140 years of combined experience for help with your unique project and expect a high level of customer service. Kearney, Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations, one block at a time.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
The regular season begins to wind down.
The race for divisional titles and wild card berths heats up.
It's a ball game being played each day.
Listen for the game of the week every Sunday night on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 AM.
Swing and a drive deep to right field. This one is gone, a home run.
And we'll bring you playoff action as well.
Plus the World Series
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We sort of sent a message on that one.
1460 and 1550 AM.
Here's a look at our forecast throughout our Friday. Partial sunshine, chance for an isolated rain shower thunderstorm, varying winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, high near 90 for tonight, overnight low on the balmy side near 70 degrees, currently 81.
Is you with me? I got your back, boy. But let's get it.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Cox Classic, presented by Lexus of Omaha, the nationwide tour event. Day two underway here in Omaha at Champions Run. Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis. Pleased to be with you today. And again, right now, there's a little separation at the top of the leaderboard. Scott Gucheski, we're going to hear from him a little bit later on. He is not scheduled to tee off until 1:45 this afternoon. So as usual with most golf events, if you played early yesterday, you're going to get a later tee time today, and vice versa. Also, co-first-round leader Stephen Bowditch is going to join us. The Australia product out of Newcastle, South Wales, is scheduled to join us before the end of the show at 1 o'clock today. He tees off just after 2 o'clock in the third-to-last group to move on here this afternoon. But, Daddy, all these guys have to walk. We walked some holes yesterday. Walked a lot of the holes yesterday. Thank God you're on your charger, because I wasn't sure. You reminded me of the guy in Tin Cup with the TCU shirt and the cowboy hat on, that if you'd caddied out here today, I don't know how far you'd have made it, but you're getting closer, you're getting better because of your work with Complete Nutrition.
Wow, they do such a great job up there. Their new store is open. Hey, they've got Reveal, the new weight loss deal, the closest thing to Ephedra, and it's the best thing on the market for you. ask Jeff to explain it. He'll go through all you need to know about Reveal. You want the new charger? All you need to know about Charger, Jeff's got it for you. Jeff and the gang, Complete Nutrition. More knowledge, more experience than anybody else in the business. A brand new store up there. Check them out today, right on the north side of, well, outside of Archway Plaza, around the north side of Sunmart, 42nd and 2nd Avenue. Complete Nutrition is where it's at.
Who doesn't want to feel younger and have more energy?
Nah, it's a no-brainer. It's absolutely no. Big Bob Keller's in the house.
What? We got people from all over the state. I didn't realize how many people we would know at the Cox Classic, but that it's good to see that these guys crawled out from under the table last night and are ready to go here for day number two on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Well, yesterday we got a chance to talk with Paul Garcia from the Ronald McDonald House and many of the charities. I don't think people realize that the Cox Classic is a non-profit venture, organization. They're not here making $1 million for Omaha for the Cox Classic organization. They are giving money to numerous charities. And today, Cindy Shabo with the Nebraska Organ and Tissue Donor Coalition is going to join us, and she is one of the folks, and they are one of the organizations and charities that have benefited. Cindy, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You were telling us that you have been a part of the Cox Classic even before becoming working with this organization, although the Nebraska Organ and Tissue Coalition has been a part of the Cox Classic for a long, long time.
Right, right. I kind of stumbled into it as a volunteer its opening year 15 years ago and fell in love with the tournament and the people here and all that's going on. And then ultimately when our charity became involved, it was just, of course, natural that I'd want to continue to be involved as a volunteer.
Cindy, obviously, the donor tissue and organ donor, that you, we're donating organs and tissue. That's what you want to promote and
right.
get people to sign up and be on that list should something happen.
Right, absolutely. I've had a heart transplant for 23 years and have gotten to see my daughter, who was a kindergartner at the time, grow up and graduate college and get married, and I now have three adorable grandkids, all thanks to an organ donor. Had there not been a donor, of course, I wouldn't be here today, and it's just hard to even put into words how grateful I am every day is a bonus day that I would not have had.
Yeah, 23 years ago, that's when heart plant would have been a really obscure surgery that not many people had.
We didn't know anybody that had ever been through it personally, and didn't know anybody who knew anybody that had. But now we have a support group here locally, and there's a lot. Of course, you hear a lot more in the news, and there's just a lot more people that have had them. So it's easier to get support than it was those years ago. But the main thing is we still need donors. There's still much greater waiting list than there is the number of people that are signed up as donors. And a lot of people just have never thought of it. It's not that, you know, they wouldn't. They just didn't ever think about it. And we're just trying to get it to be more top of mind and make people aware of what good that it does. One donor, for example, can help over 50 people. Mm. So it's a pretty awesome gift.
Cindy Shabo is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Nebraska Organ and Tissue Donor Coalition. She is, as she just stated, a heart transplant recipient, and it's not as difficult as many people think it is. This doesn't take a whole lot to get on the donor list or say that you will be a donor.
Right.
Explain to people how they can get on the list and maybe some information
okay.
for folks that just, they're
never
out there going, you know, I've thought of it or I haven't thought of it, and I don't know where to go.
Okay. When you sign up for your driver's license or state ID card at the DMV, you can, of course, sign up right there. That's the easiest way that, and the way that most people in Nebraska sign up. It's right on the application. Do you want to be an organ donor? You just mark yes, and that automatically puts you in the Nebraska Donor Registry. If you don't need to renew your license for a while, then you can also go to the website, nedonation.org. And you can sign up right online. It's that simple. It just takes a few clicks and a little information. And then that information would be accessible at the time of death to the medical personnel who then could work with your family and tell them that you had signed up as a donor. And that takes a lot of the burden off the family to make that decision if they know that you've already made it and all they have to do is help carry out your wishes.
And obviously, when you are deciding if you want to do this, that's usually a family decision, too. If you're a youngster, you talk it over with your parents. If you're an adult, you talk it over with your spouse and maybe your children.
Right.
And that's kind of a family decision to make everybody comfortable.
Right. We want everybody to discuss it as a family, that it's good to know your wishes. If somebody has a question or concern, to talk about it before there's a tragedy and find out the truth and the facts about it. And a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions because of what's been on TV, a lot of the radio, I mean, not radio, radio
well, obviously good, not.
Radio's great, but some of the TV and movies have not been portraying transplant and donation in the accurate light, I'll put it that way. Some of the, we do have an organization now called Donate Life Hollywood that is actually working with script writers and producers to try to get more accuracy in their storylines. But, for example, some people have, a lot of people have heard about the stolen kidney. You wake up in a hotel and somebody's stolen your kidney. That has never happened.
If it didn't happen to Daddy in Vegas, it's never happened.
I thought I lost one in Vegas one time, but there was no scar.
No, no. That has been a myth that's been around forever, but there is, it just couldn't even work that way. You know, that's not the way transplants happen. So,
Cindy, obviously in 23 years, you brought up the support group a couple times now. So many wonderful stories out there. Through tragedy becomes a wonderful story, or several wonderful stories,
right.
And they continue to go. I know at least two people that have received transplants of some kind that have benefited them tremendously or saved their lives.
Right. Right?
It's not about benefiting them a little bit. It was a matter of a life and death situation,
right.
For a young person to continue their life.
And even, for example, people can donate corneas. Almost anybody, any age, can donate their corneas after they've died. And that can give sight to two people. And that's not necessarily a life-saving transplant, but it certainly is life-enhancing, as you can imagine, to have sight again after having been blind. So we've heard a lot from the donor families, but it actually helps them in their grieving process to know that out of this tragedy that they've been able to...
Did you turn the mister on?
I don't know what just happened.
Instead of an exploding water bottle there. Anyway, the donor families also have said that they it's helped them deal with their tragedy and knowing that some good came out of such a sad situation for them.
We are here at the Cox Classic, and Cindy Shabo with the Nebraska Organ and Tissue Donor Coalition is with us, one of the charities that has benefited. Talk about the work with the Cox Classic. And we talked with Paul yesterday about how the money paid for all their utilities at the Ronald McDonald House for an entire year. Where do you see the finances directly helping with your organization?
This provides a large portion of our operating budget. We're a small charity, and so this is a really important fundraiser for us. And it just allows us to help spread the word and implement programs that would help people to be aware of it. One of the things we did this past year is we found out that a lot of students that are getting their learner's permit or their first driver's license, when they got to the DMV and hit that question about, do you want to be an organ donor, had never thought about it, hadn't talked with their parents about it, and didn't want to answer it without that discussion. And so now, this year, we have provided to every driver's ed instructor in the state of Nebraska a DVD that explains about a real story of a donor family from Nebraska and the recipient that received their son's liver, and some information that they can take home and share with their families so that they can talk about it before they even go to the DMV to sign up on the application. They're prepared to answer that question. So that's one example of it provided for those materials to make available to every driver's ed kid in Nebraska.
Cindy, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and very seldom do we educate anybody on this program. But we hope we did today and maybe bring some awareness to your cause.
We're very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you. Cindy Shabo, she is with the Nebraska Organ and Tissue Donor Coalition, a heart transplant recipient herself. And Daddy, we're going to, don't wait until you go in to get your driver's license renewal. Oh, I don't have to do that for two more years. You can go in and do that this week, next week. Get it done. Go on the website again, which was anydonation.org. Thanks, Cindy.
Thanks.
Daddy, I don't know if we could donate all your organs. I'd be a little worried about anything above the neck level. She was talking about the movies and the mutation that probably would be with your brain. But you have such a big heart. Maybe we ought to get
there
that.
There you go.
There you go. Okay. So July, mark the day. Let's see, what is today? The 30th. So I did compliment you on your big heart today on the show. So that makes 27
check
straight days.
Check in the box right there.
27 straight days I've said something nice about you.
And I feel so warm inside.
We're going to take a break, talk a little baseball, and then get back into golf. Steve Sponberg, head coach at Kearney Runza. They get ready for the state playoff final tomorrow night at Kearney Memorial Field against Papillion La Vista South. And we'll chat with the coach right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
When pain strikes, put on a Salon Pause pain relief or arthritis patch and join the pain-free movement. Salon Pause is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter pain relief patch. Two powerful active ingredients go right where it hurts, reducing inflammation and relieving mild to moderate pain for up to 12 hours. Millions are joining the pain-free movement. Now, it's your turn. Salon Pause.
Salon Pause.
Available at CVS Pharmacy, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
Here's a call out to the purists, guys who would never put soy bacon on a BLT, guys who consider losing a nail, a manicure, guys who choose Purolator Pure One oil filters. They're 99.9% efficient, the most efficient filter, trapping microns of dirt others can't to protect your vehicle's engine. And they're 100% covered in textured grip for easy installation. Purolator Pure One. Keep it pure. Find special offers and a retailer near you at PurolatorAutoFilters.net.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's anytime emergency glass service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Here's a look at our forecast throughout our Friday. Partial sunshine, chance for an isolated rain shower thunderstorm, varying winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High near 90 for tonight. Overnight low on the balmy side near 70 degrees. Currently 81.
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back with you live from the Cox Classic presented by Lexus of Omaha here in Omaha at beautiful Champions Run. Day two is already underway, and Kyle Thompson is your leader. Unbelievable. Great start today for him. 13 under, a four-shot lead. We'll update the leaderboard here in just a little bit. A four-shot lead over five others. Eight under was the lead to start the day, and we are expected to talk to Stephen Bowditch, one of the co-leaders, coming up here in the next 45 minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. But, Daddy, before we get back into golf, there's still baseball to be played in at least three more games, and hopefully a lot more than three more games for Kearney Runza, who made another impressive run going unbeaten through the Class A American Legion State Tournament, which was also held here in Omaha.
Yeah, we're pleased right now to be joined by their head baseball coach, Steve Spomberg. Coach, congratulations on a wonderful, wonderful championship, and we are now taking you off the hot seats. Congratulations.
Well, thanks a lot, Tony. I think when you did that, it took a little pressure off of myself and the team, and we played a lot better. But I know our kids played extremely well. We got great pitching down there, and we played very well defensively. And then I really got the bats going and hit the ball, especially as we progressed through the tournament, started to see some pitchers that were down the line, those two, three, four pitchers. So it was a great tournament for us, and very proud of the kids.
Steve, you knew going down there one of your strengths was your depth in the pitching staff. That's really carried this team throughout the season and the great season that it's been.
No question about it. I people have asked me if we've had better pitching staffs. I think we've had better individual pitchers than maybe some of the kids that we have, but we may not have been as deep a staff as we've been. I know Matt Connett works with our pitchers, our assistant coach. He's done a fantastic job. But we have, we threw 8 different pitchers down there at the state tournament, and all of them performed very, very well. So we don't overpower anyone, so it becomes very important that we defend well, because they're going to put the ball in play, but our pitchers located pitches well, and we got a lot of ground balls and fly balls. We were able to make those plays and at least stay in a lot of ball games.
Steve Sponberg is the head baseball coach at Kearney Renza, and he's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, have you decided who you're going to go with tomorrow, considering that you already know that you're going to the regionals? Are you going to go with your number one, or how are you going to approach that game tomorrow with the Papillion?
Well, it's worked out where we're done playing on So, we're going to start Chandler Clutie, who's probably been our number one pitcher and is probably the most powerful pitcher that we have, a guy that can strike some people out. But we'll watch his pitch count as the game goes, because our plans are to start him also on Thursday when the regional tournament starts. So, but we will go ahead and start him. But we should have almost all of our pitchers available to use in that game tomorrow. And we feel the state championship is a very important ball game. So I think our kids are really looking forward to that, playing it in Kearney and back at home after being on the road in Omaha for about 5 or 6 days. It'll be great to get back there, and hopefully we'll treat the fans to a good show.
Coach, everybody is interested and wants to know, you're going to a regional. Why don't you know which one? What has been explained to you so you can just tell the folks?
Well, that's a crazy situation. I know I met with a person right after state tournament and have had phone calls the last couple days. Our state legion does not set who goes, although it's been advertised that the winning team will go to Blue Springs and the runner-up team would go to Grand Prairie, Texas. But the national tournament tries to also look at finances as far as what would be the cheapest for them to send the multiple teams to different areas. So they have told me that they would not know definitely before the game. I think the winner or loser has some factor or bearing in what they're doing, but I think it goes back to somewhat financially, too. So they told us the earliest that we would probably know might be Sunday morning, but it could be as late as Monday morning. So it really doesn't give us a lot of time to prepare to get to what the site that we're at, but it also doesn't help our fans as far as plans, as far as where they're going to go. So kind of a difficult situation. Once you get this far, you would hope it would be a little bit more cut and dried, but that's what we know right now.
Tony, it sounds like the NCAA is running this thing.
it almost does.
Steve Sponberg, the manager head coach of Kearney Renza, with an impressive record, only 5 losses on the season. Coach, give us a little background for the folks that are new to the area and for some of us that haven't visited this for a while. History for the Kearney seniors going on to the regional tournaments, and what's been the best finish for Kearney seniors going on to regionals?
Well, we've only gone as a senior group one other time. I think that was back in 1990, and as old as I am, I was a part of that. So we went up to Williston, North Dakota, and in that regional, we won our first 2 ball games against the North Dakota state champ and the South Dakota state champ, and then we were beaten by the Kansas state champ and the Missouri state champ. So we ended up 2-2. Ended up 4th in the tournament. So, I thought our kids had a good showing. We had some great kids back then, Jared Ozentoski, David Gappa, Mike Ashy, and a number of others that were tremendous players back then. So it's the only other time we've been to the regional, so we're looking forward to this. I think this team probably maybe doesn't have individually some of the talent that we had there as far as one person, but up and down the order, we think we're pretty decent offensively, 1-9. Like you talked about earlier, our pitching staff's got some decent depth in it, and we have played well defensively. So I think our kids are looking forward to taking that next step and seeing where we can compete with some of the better teams in the Midwest region.
Coach, I want to get your thoughts on something. Maybe I've came around, and maybe this is a year that kind of turned my mind about high school baseball. When you're facing those teams from Omaha and Lincoln, does it seem like maybe they're really run out of gas and those kids are just tired right now, arm-wise, and just mentally drained from playing baseball throughout the spring and the summer, where your kids are just hitting their stride?
Tony, I believe that's an accurate statement right there. We've always said that. Early in the year, it hurts us when we play the teams that have the high school season, because we're probably 25, 30 games behind people. But as the summer progresses, we catch up to those people. And I think we saw that a little bit with Millard West and State Tournament. They were the talk of maybe the best team in Omaha that they've had for a long time. And I think they came out and got beat by a very good pitcher from Papillion in the first round. And then I thought their second, third round games, they just did not play real well, but came out with victories because they had some ability. But the last game, they just did not play well defensively. They didn't show much on the mound, and offensively, they just seemed to be sluggish. So I would tend to agree. I think when we don't have those kids picked up a baseball probably back in January and have been playing, you know, 30 games during the high school year, and maybe they play another 40, 45 games during the summer. And I think to this point in time, if things go well, they're still okay. But if they don't, it may be easier just to say, well, we're getting ready to go to college or by next season or whatever it might be. So I think there's some merit to what you said there.
Well, Coach, hopefully we can catch up with you again next week when we know a little bit more about where you're going, who you're playing, when it comes to the regional, either in Missouri or Texas. And we remind everyone once again that tomorrow night, Kearney runs up. We'll be playing Papillion-La Vista South, the two winners of the American and National Division of the state tournaments. Papillion won in Columbus, and Kearney, well, they actually won here in Omaha, Papillion area. And that game is tomorrow night. Memorial Field gets underway at 6 o'clock. Coach, best of luck. We'll talk with you again next week.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Steve Sponberg, head coach of Kearney Runza. They have one heck of a run, Tony, and there's no doubt that one of the things that has been talked about in this whole high school baseball issue, whether you're for it or against it, is there are the pros and the cons. You've really got to have a lot of kids not to wear out at this time of the year, and the beauty of it is Kearney right now has a lot of kids.
Well, you know, Kearney has proven over the last few years they just seem to be at their strongest in state tournaments, and to do what they've done, talent-wise, you look at individually and you go back through those, you go back to the Ashies that played in Triple-A baseball and Ozentoski that were drafted, and a David Wayne Gappa that played at the University of Nebraska. You know, they don't have that one kid that stands out. You know, those teams had three or four of those guys on one team. You know, this team doesn't have anybody playing Division I baseball. But you know what? They're all solid kids that play very fundamentally sound baseball, and you know, they have a great time together. They pitch well. They keep the ball down in the zone. They field the ball well. And you know what? Every once in a while, they hit the ball pretty damn good, too. And that's a lethal combination. And I'll be interested to see how far this team can go, because it should be a lot of fun for these kids. I know when you're growing up, you always wonder. Obviously, we had a chance to win a state in basketball. You always wonder, now, how would we have done against the other, Kansas in our division? How would we have done it? You know, now you get a chance to stack yourself up, see in your region how well you can compete with those teams. And heck, who knows? Deep enough, maybe you're on your way to Spokane, Washington.
You better be happy that you just won a Nebraska state title, okay?
Hey, I'm perfectly happy with that. But, it's always out there. And I know those kids wonder, like, how do we stack up, those Kearney kids? How do we stack up with Oklahoma? How do we stack up with Missouri?
Well, that's one of the reasons you play a lot of summer ball, too, is to see whatever the sport is, what else is going on out there. We're winding down the month of July. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, our producer, engineer, Merritt Lawson. It is a Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. We actually get to be back in studio on Monday. Then we leave the studio again on Tuesday because we're going to be with the Kearney Little Leaguers, who are getting ready to head to Indianapolis. We'll be at the Apple Market, a little fundraiser, a little lunch meal, get your hot dog, get your chips, help make a donation. They're going to Indianapolis. If they win there, it's off to the Little League World Series in Williamsport. As we said yesterday, I can't remember a Nebraska team that has made it to Williamsport. They'll be in there with Iowa and Indiana and, I believe, Minnesota and Illinois and those type of teams as they head to Indianapolis for their regional of the Little League World Series, trying to make it to Williamsport. So that is coming up Tuesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll get you set. Of course, Class B and C senior state tournaments are still to be played starting today and rolling out through this weekend. So best of luck to the area teams that are headed off to state.
You know, those are all teams, other than that Legion playoff game. If you got little kids baseball, I strongly urge you again. Maybe this is the only weekend you've got before school starts. Maybe it's late notice. call the wife. Load the kids up in the car when you get off work. Drive to Omaha. You've got two great days of golf to watch right here at the Cox Classic. Great weekend. Get out and check out the zoo. You know what? Drop the wife and kids off at the zoo. Go across the river. Pay for the trip. There you go.
Yeah, because that works out so well. We are scheduled to hear, and again, Brady Schnell, a local product playing in the Cox Classic. Co-first-round leader Stephen Bowditch. We're scheduled to hear from them depending on how things work this morning. Scott Gucheski had a chance to catch up with him after his round yesterday. We'll hear some comments from him. And Missouri quarterback Blaine Gabbert, all that's coming up, so we need to take a break and remind you that as we get close to lunchtime, Godfathers, we told you about Complete Nutrition. You go in, you get geared up there, then you just go right down into the Archway Plaza from being outside of the Archway Plaza into the Archway Plaza at their new location still. They've been there since this spring, and check out the buffet. Just $6.50 for the full buffet, including salad bar, numerous kinds of pizzas, the pepperoni, the sausage, the hamburger, the meats, all the humble pie. How about the taco pizza? They've got some monkey bread. They've got all kinds of other, just a little nacho bar there. Your drinks, $6.50 salad bar, add a drink. You're going to get out of there for under $10 and be full. And you can get delivery. They're open 11 to 11 Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10 every other day of the week. And they'll deliver while they're open. So give them a call, 234-9444. That's Godfather's Pizza in the Archway Plaza in Kearney.
Jimmy, Mom have money for pizza. Where should we order it from?
234-9444. Don't be a dork. We're back at the Cox Classic after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I hear people say they feel chained to their office, spending hours stuck in traffic, then staying late or going in on weekends to keep up, leaving little time for anything else. If this sounds like your life, I urge you, and have urged you before, to use GoToMyPC. You can access your office computer from any computer, whether it's a Mac or a PC. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your office Mac or PC desktop instantly appears. Work on any file, check email, access network resources. Brought to you by Citrix. GoToMyPC lets you take your office with you wherever you go. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I've got a special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. It's only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin. Get your life back. GoToMyPC.com.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
Get your motor running. Looking for adventure.
Ready for adventure? Get into Kearney Yamaha now during your annual Sturgis sale. Helmets as low as $45. Select leather jackets, vests, chaps up to 60% off. Luggage up to 50% off. And save up to 60% off parts, accessories, and apparel. Years of experience and huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, just south of the Kearney I-80 exit 272.
Looking for adventure. And whatever comes.
We know you're chomping at the mouthpiece waiting for your favorite college and pro teams to strap on the shoulder gear and do some pad popping. We have a remedy for your football withdrawal.
Let's play some football!
It's a steady dose of summer camps from high school to college to the pros.
We are here to win.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Here's a look at our forecast throughout our Friday. Partial sunshine, chance for an isolated rain shower, thunderstorm, varying winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, high near 90 for tonight, overnight low on the balmy side near 70 degrees, currently 81.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.